4GFW.
I don't know. I was going to ask you the same question.
Still hurts?
I'm better yesterday afternoon when I talked to him on the way home. I talked to him, I don't know, probably 20, 30 minutes after I talked to you. He said he was feeling a little bit better.
Sent me for a nerve conduction study, so I went and did that Monday, and that's just like getting tased over and over again, waiting on the results of that. But you know, my primary care guy thinks I probably just have a herniated or slipped disc or something, but my insurance company makes you go through all these hoops before you can get an MRI, so I've got to get all this other diagnostic stuff done before they'll pay for an MRI, and it's just a big waste of time and money.
Complain about having to pay for stuff when they make you waste all this money on ridiculous tests when you could go one test and tell you everything right there.
Trying to figure out the symptoms and they try to figure out the cause, you know. It's like, yeah, so I've got some numbness in my right leg. Oh, we got to do a nerve conduction study because of that. No, no, you just have to do an MRI and find out what's wrong with my back that's causing it.
To what we was talking about a minute ago, our government has got involved and they don't know which way is up.
Care system is basically a parallel government of its own that's just as screwed up. I mean, it's just so focused on treating symptoms because that's what's profitable rather than finding and resolving the causes of things. Because, you know, if you solve a cause, then you don't create a lifelong user of expensive drugs. So if you can just treat symptoms and leave causes alone, then you have, you know, people locked in. And that's what's wrong with our healthcare system. I don't think it has anything to do with government necessarily.
County here today. Earlier, they're definitely off the pace.
Exit 63 here, whatever it is, it's moving at a good pace now. We're at or above the speed limit a little bit.
And way home, they changed the traffic pattern up here by the 77. The right lane's closed for a mile or two, and then it opens up, and then the left lane's closed.
I'll have to keep an eye on that on my way home today.
The weather here, I'm sitting here waiting. There's an 80% chance of thunderstorms all day today.
Cast for Shelby. It looks like it's going to taper off as the day goes on, but yeah, it's going to last until about sundown.
At the radar now, and there's quite a big storm coming. Not away still yet, so it's going to be a stormy day, that's for sure. KO4HK.
I wish I had an umbrella in the car. I had an umbrella at work, at least so I thought. Then I moved from one office to another, and I don't know if I brought it home or if it disappeared or if I left it in my old office. I need to go see if I can find it.
Heck, it was. An umbrella ain't going to do much good.
My office across the street to the parking deck.
On the umbrella. I just put a hat and a jacket on and go for it.
Heavy raincoat, so with a hood, so that works out well for me. Matter of fact, this sucker was so long, I had to cut some off of the bottom to keep from tripping on it.
Longshoreman's coat.
One they had in the storeroom that we keep in the storeroom for the guys and that, because a lot of this stuff is outside. And it's like, man, it's a heavy-duty rubberized raincoat. But that's
I'll jump out of here. Now that I got one of my guys coming in, I can find out where I'm parking today. Since they're grinding the parking lot, I'm going to head on in the gate. Y'all have a safe trip the rest of the way, and maybe I'll talk to you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3.
Have a safe day out there. KN4KFW.
Be safe in all the storms today, and have a good day. We'll talk to you a little bit later. later on. Yeah, maybe I'll catch you on my way home today. This is WTU JKT. Good in, Ken.
Again, let's see. This weekend, I think I'm free. I was almost had to go up to go move the daughter from Kentucky back down here, but the boyfriend showed back up. And then, so I got that. Next weekend, I got to work out here. We got shut down. And then I think the next weekend, we're probably camping. And just, then my father-in-law had passed, so then we got that, you know, memorial service coming up in June and that. So just kind of busy right now.
I mean, every time I think I want to have a weekend to just hang out and relax, it's just all these million things come up, and it's just hard to keep track of it all.
It's other people making arrangements for you, right? We're in Kentucky. She's like 4 weeks from having a baby. She's got a 6-year-old and about a week. He's back now, but don't have no job or anything. Hell, we had to pay for rent up there for another month, at least to get her by till the middle of July, because that's the first opportunity I'll have to go up there.
A lot of fun. Where was he again? I missed part of that.
Kentucky.
Working?
Working. He was the only one that was working. I mean, she used to work at Amazon, but then she just got tired of doing it. And so he started working, but he's had about 10 jobs. He keeps getting fired. He can't keep one longer than about 6 months.
Got a tough situation. Hopefully they can get something resolved. And, yeah, I don't know if it's whatever he's doing. You know, he's got to change something if he keeps on losing his job.
I had to hit the gate. But, yeah, let's see. He worked at the pallet place, and I think he shot himself 3 times with a nail gun. Then he was working at the cabinet place, and he was using a wood chisel as a scraper, and it slipped, and he almost cut his wrist off. And then he had another job at school, at a college as a cook, and got in trouble for horseplay.
Worst enemy.
Because he'd rather, you know, carry 20 grocery bags at the same time and risk falling and dropping everything than to make 2 trips.
Hopefully he'll grow up a little bit and start to think about the bigger picture and start doing things the right way.
Probably not. The daughter picks them not just from the bottom of the barrel. She gets all the way down in the scum.
Well, tell me how you really feel, Ken.
Any higher out in the barrel, then she'd have to change her standards. I love her to death, but dang.
Got one. You know, my brother is sort of that same way, just a failure to launch and his own worst enemy and just, you know, always snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. So I know how it is.
What you can do about it, I don't know. And then she's all twisted up. She went to homeschool her daughter, but they don't get up until like 4 p.m. Tell her anything. It's going to be her way or the highway. You might as well be talking to your dog.
Comes to me.
I hear you. Hey, I made it in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day and be safe out there, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you again soon. Be safe. This is W2JKT.